This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading a poem by Georgia Groza. You can find her at Catastrophic Yearning. Nobody is coming to save you. Stitch it back up, learn to live with it. The world doesn't begin and end at the kitchen table. More than likely, everything is preceded by a bed. It ends with or without a death grip, with or without the altar and the humming, with or without divine intervention or a prayer or a poem. Don't correct me if I've told this story before. It is not misanthropic rambling. It is not an excuse to pathologize you. It is the unblinking chasm in my chest. It is the ugly thrashing before the repose. It is the stain before the bleach. You conducted every conversation with the sway and tide of your wet sadness. The rush to overturn the words you couldn't say, so I couldn't either. Even if I was just trying to tell you the memories I was built from. You only permitted yourself to know me when the story couldn't hurt you. My bedside table growing things. Your clothes on the floor. This was a body. Filling the room, kneeling. I tried to cauterize it. I did. But I couldn't find my way back to you in all that muck. It was just one of those things we couldn't talk about. When I was 16 and lawless and bitter, I learned how to tie a tourniquet. I packed my clothes and did it all by myself. All spit and gnashing teeth. The house was burning, so I signed a new lease. The insurmountable grief hits me in adulthood. If I had time to let it calcify, if I crawled my way back home, how come nobody else can? How am I the only person alive to reach the summit? To tumble down with the faultless epiphany, I am not the blueprint. I'm just the only one who got back up. Knowing the way out didn't make the journey mine to justify. I just didn't turn back around. I took Eurydice with me. I kept an even pace. I cannot be the only one who came to this conclusion. There is no such thing as thriving. You suck the poison out or let it kill you. You are here now. You didn't choose it. You just have to live with it. Tie a ribbon around the rotten tooth and slam the door. By Georgia Groza. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.